Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, and welcome to Semi-Organized Chaos. I'm Keisha Pettit.
My name is Simon Bax.
And this is our podcast. This might be the very first time that you're listening. Thank you very much for being here. We actually do have a couple of episodes in the back catalogue, but on this podcast, we talk about pop culture, relationships, and the world's weirdest news.
Coming up today, we're talking nude cyclists. We also ask you, what do you love to do alone? The worst baby names of 2022, and we talk the world's weirdest news. All that and more coming up today.
Let's get into the chaos. You love a bit of a motivational speech, don't you?
Gary Vee, mate. I consume Gary Vee pretty much first thing in the morning just to get me going, you know. He swears at you a bit, but you go, yeah, righto, I'm off.
You can take it. Yeah. I feel as though there's not anyone that gets you as aroused as Gary Vee. That was one of the first things I learned about you, was
Gary
how
Vee,
into
mate.
Gary Vee you were.
First thing I say to people when I meet them.
Is it?
Do you like Gary Vee? If they say no, I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm going to get on with this person.
All right, well, lucky for you, mate. If you are running out of Gary Vee content.
Mate, you'll never run out of Gary Vee content, but I'll give other things a go.
Does he pump it out a lot?
I think he does 4 videos a day.
What?
That's his rule. I think it's 4. Yeah.
That's excessive.
Let's forget about Gary for a moment here, mate.
I never ever thought I would hear those words come out of your mouth. Well, lucky for you, we can forget about Gary because we've got a new motivational speaker on our hands.
Yep.
Neither of us like to drag people in the media. Like, it's just not our vibe. I don't like to, you know, put shit on anybody.
I will rip into Kerri-Anne Kennelly every now and then, though. You know, just,
half the people listening to this podcast are like, who is that? You're showing your age. You're showing your age. So that's a boomer talk for the pod. There is an influencer who over the weekend posted this quote. I'm so proud of myself for coming alone. A reminder that if I can do it, you can do it too. You can do anything you set your mind to, she wrote. And she put a picture of herself in this particular experience up on her Instagram story. Now, given that, what would you assume she was accomplishing in life?
Doing something alone is rare for her.
She's very proud of herself. She's saying that if she can do it, there is nothing that you nor I in our entire lives could not do because this is the motivation that we needed.
I must be a bit of a loner though because I love my alone time. So if there's something like going to the movies on my own, I love it.
Have you been to the movies
yes,
by yourself?
I will do it a lot.
Would you go for dinner by yourself?
Yeah.
Would you go to a concert by yourself?
No. I don't think so. I think that's a shared experience.
That's what she's done. She's gone to the Kid Laroi concert by herself. Now, I don't know why there was no one. Maybe she could only get one ticket. I'm not sure of the reasons behind this. But I don't know if it's what would qualify for me as something that would really motivate me to push and pursue my dreams, to pursue anything that I wanted out of life, is knowing that you were able to go to a concert by yourself.
Now, when I look back at the kids in grade 12, you know, there are some scientists, there are some doctors, but fuck, guys, I went to Taylor Swift on my own. Fuck you all, I'm killing it, all right? And if you want to be like me, you go to Taylor on your own as well.
Taylor Swift, is that what the next concert that you're going to go to?
Mate, I will. I'll give it a go. Next time she's coming out here, my wife can fuck right off and I'm going to go to Taylor Swift on my own.
I reckon naming a kid would be hard.
Yeah.
Like you've got to find a name that suits them as a baby, as a teen, as an adult. You know, like some names, you think about baby Keith.
Yeah, or John, or Bevan. But then, like, how did Bevan ever suit a kid?
I mean, my dad's name is Craig, and I can't imagine a baby Craig.
What about Gary? But like, when you're looking at a beautiful baby and then going, you know what? Fucking Gary. Who is doing that?
There's a list that's come out of the 10 worst baby names. Mm-hmm. And I would have assumed that some of them were because of exactly what we just spoke about the fact that they don't suit a baby, and that's why you shouldn't call your kid that.
Now, I don't have a kid yet, but I'm already getting anxiety because I know these lists come out every year, right? Mm. And, like, how much would you be freaking out when you're about to name your kid and you're like, fuck, is this going to end up on the top 10 list?
I think also if you name your kid something and then, you know, it could be 10, 15 years later – someone with that same name does something super problematic and it changes the name forever.
Yeah.
Like imagine you were called Adolf.
I know. I mean, that name went out of, you know, fashion there, didn't it?
Do you get my point? Like, yeah. There would have been other adults at the time that were just like, fuck, like I really didn't win the lottery here. Yeah. All right. So number one on the 10 worst baby names, and this was quite confusing to me because I think it's quite a pretty name. It's Mia.
Lovely name, but maybe it's very common. So it's just kind of, you know, what's dragging it down a bit.
They've said it's because in military circles, it's an acronym for missing in action. That to me doesn't seem like a good enough reason to completely discount it. Number two was Cameron, and they said that was because it was a common surname. The next on the list is Claudia, and it's because it means lame in Latin. Number four, Alexa. You know how you say, hey, Alexa. It's like, hey, Siri, robots? Yeah. That's a good example of that name where like 10, 20 years ago, Alexa, fine name. I know a lot of people called Alexa. Mm. Now something's changed. They're a robot. That would drive me crazy.
Siri, I bet your Siri's on there.
Is Siri a name?
No.
Number five is Lana. What do you think's wrong with Lana?
Lana.
Spell it backwards for me.
A-N.
We got there. It's an anagram.
That is great. Brilliant.
It said that's why it's a bad name. Number six.
That's not a bad name.
I don't think Lana's a bad name either. Number six is Fanny. That one's pretty self-explanatory. Number seven, Flora. They've said it makes people think of bacteria. Number eight, Luna. They said it sounds like a pet name. There are a lot of dogs called Luna. Yeah, I feel like that name could even increase in popularity because girls are getting really into star signs lately. Have you noticed that?
The girls are getting into star signs? I reckon it's been going around for a while, mate. I'll be honest with you.
No, I think it's been going around for a while, but I genuinely think it's
2022. It's like everyone's...
It's hot. Everyone's getting rid of religion and they're getting into star signs.
Right.
I don't know very much about them, though.
Any kids called Libra?
I had one guy ask me on a dating app what time I was born and what date, and I was like, block. Because I know that they're looking up that compatibility stuff. I'm not into it. Yeah, okay. It's very popular these days, though. Number nine, Graham.
I could have told you that, I reckon, 30 years ago. 30 years ago, Graham went out of fashion.
It is a bit of an old person's name. Yeah. And again, that whole, like, can you imagine a baby called it? And the very last one for you is Mercedes. Apparently it makes
fancy car.
Yeah. I mean, it could be worse. I feel like it would be worse if it was, like, Fiat.
Or Toyota.
What's the shittest car? A charade. Imagine being named after a charade.
What is it now? June, Sydney, freezing. What, 12 degrees here in Sydney at the moment. In London, right, this would be a hot summer's day.
People sunbaking in the park.
Yeah, it's summer over there at the moment, but they would be topping like 10 degrees still. How's this? They did a nude bike ride. For like bike awareness and, you know, to get people more on their bikes and less in the car and all that kind of stuff.
But thought the way to do that was to get people nude on bikes.
Great idea, mate. Get out there. Would you do it? Would you get nude? Would you get on a bike? First of all, seat not very comfortable even when you're wearing bike pants, right? But imagine whacking that all off, putting a bit of body paint on and going for a ride on your bike around London.
You know when you see a bike rider and they're like... up a hill and they're kind of, you know, crouching over their handlebars. Imagine them like, ever seen a bulldog in a park?
Right.
And they run and they swing from side to side.
At the end of the day, when you're doing something like this, you need to get attention. They have got our attention now. We're all talking about this. I mean.
But wasn't there a point to try and encourage
people to go and ride their bikes, get out of the car, get nude, get on your bike, guys. But you try to do that on a day where there's not a big,
just be put in jail.
Exactly. Do it on your own. You're like, guys, yeah, we're doing the thing, you know, with the nude. Oh, fuck.
What I love about this is that you're, like, when I think in your brain, you're picturing what this nude bike ride would look like. But hot, in your brain, you're picturing that everyone's hot.
Yeah, but they're not.
But no. And I think that, I mean, might be stereotyping here, the people that would agree to this.
Oh, hang on. Hey, I'm not going to let you say that. I'm going to pull up some photos here. There's some beautiful people out there that are riding their bikes and showing off their goods, like Kevin, who looks like he could be, I reckon, 70 years old. And there's a perfect place to park your bike.
You said this was London, right? But have you heard of the big bus that takes you around tourist locations like London and Budapest and all that? Maybe this could replace it.
Can you imagine the people that were in London on a tour, like from some other country, that were like, oh, let's just go on the big bus today for, a whip around London, and then all of a sudden there's this nude group of white blokes just riding past.
Do you reckon they rode past Buckingham Palace when they saw the sights?
Oh, do you reckon the Queen got involved? Oh, mate.
What I don't need to think about is a 96-year-old woman partaking in this.
Well, she didn't get involved in the Jubilee, so maybe she was waiting for this.
She was waiting for the nude bike ride to celebrate.
Don't give a fuck about the Jubilee, but I cannot wait to get my gear off and go for a bike ride.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Simon, I think there's certain pieces of furniture that you can get secondhand and there's other things that you can't.
No.
Right?
Sheets, not secondhand.
Mattress.
Ooh, not secondhand.
Thank
Although
you.
Although people do.
I know. I had one of my best friends move here on the weekend. She's moved over from Perth, so like to the other side of the country. Mm. She's got to refurnish her whole house. Mm. Pretty expensive when you've got to do it all in one go. Mm. She says to me, oh, I've been looking at these mattresses on Facebook Marketplace. And I was like, hang on a second, my love. You've been looking at them where? You've been looking at buying not only a secondhand mattress, but a stranger's secondhand
totally. And
mattress.
I don't know. I mean, not that I'm looking at, many mattresses at Facebook Marketplace, but I imagine a lot of them have piss stains on them.
She ended up sending me a Facebook Marketplace ad that was for these mattresses that had been used in hotels. She's like, oh, they'll be super clean.
Out of and I was all like, mattresses, they're the busiest.
100%. That's exactly what I said. I was like,
they are working like 7 days a week.
I actually think about it now when I stay in hotels and I'm like, can you imagine the amount of people that have gotten down and dirty?
Oh,
specifically
all over
where
those
I am
things.
Right now.
You know what you need to do? If you are trying to sell a mattress on Facebook Marketplace, you need to say, we've been married for 25 years. Right? We bought this mattress 2 years ago. It's fresh as fuck. Nothing's happened in this bed. Everyone will be like, yeah, I'll buy that.
There's only been one of us sleeping in it because the other one snores and is being kicked
we
out.
We hate each other. So nothing happens in our life.
It's like when you buy a secondhand car and they're like, only owned by an old lady. Totally. And I'm like, then who are you selling it? Because you're fucking lying.
Totally.
This funny thing did happen the other day. We were walking down to grab a coffee and we had been looking for pieces of furniture, you know. And we walked past this mirror. I was in the market for a mirror, like a big floor length mirror. And they're probably like, I've realized they're fucking expensive. They start at like $500.
Rip off.
I don't know why mirrors are that expensive. Like it's a bit of reflective glass. What's going on? Anyway, we walked past this mirror and I looked at it and I went, oh, that's not a bad mirror.
And I look pretty good in that.
Well, the reflection staring back at me was, are you actually going to pick up a piece of furniture? Like I'm not a student anymore, okay? I'm nearly 30 years old. I make enough money to buy furniture.
Yeah,
you know, I don't need to be picking things up off the ground.
I love how you're having these thoughts looking in the mirror and then we flash forward like a few minutes later and there you are trying to lift this mirror down. It's in this house somewhere.
Mate, look how great it looks.
Oh, my God. It's right next to me. That's great. No, that's good.
Thank you. Perfect mirror, right?
Yeah.
I think I've gone into a realm actually, that I can't come back from, though.
Like, when are you, you're never going to see, you're never going to need that.
Sorry. Beggars cannot be choosers and street furniture picker-upperers cannot be picky about the mirrors that they find on the side of the road.
Yeah. At least it's not damaged at all, which is great.
And it's not a mattress.
How much did you pay?
Zero. It was on the side of the road.
I mean,
it's beyond a bargain.
I have not been following this story with all my attention, have I? All right, so on this podcast, we cover relationships, pop culture, and the world's weirdest news.
Yeah, from around the last week, Simon, a Rayleigh company will pay you $2,000 to release 100 cockroaches into your home. Are you doing it or not?
No.
Neither am I.
Sorry.
100 cockroaches. Could you
so why?
Well, they're an extermination company, right?
But why would they – do they want more business? Is that why they're doing it?
I feel as though they'd probably be sending you some products to test and then they release
–
I mean, they haven't gone into the details, but I'm putting two and two together. If they're willing to pay you $2,000, but like where are they getting 100 cockroaches from?
Oh, come to my joint, mate, in Neutral Bay. They're everywhere.
Oh, they gross me out.
Yeah.
Ugh, and they just like – you just can't kill them.
And they always know what time to come out as well. 3 a.m. Whenever I get up to go get a drink of milk out of the fridge – there they are.
Wait, hang on. Drink of milk, 3 a.m. Is that your beverage of choice?
I don't know. Whatever's in the fridge, mate. I'll just open it up and have a
skull. Do you drink milk by itself?
Out of the carton. I'm a pig, mate. It's the only time I can do it because my wife's asleep, right? So I'll go out there. If there's a bottle of Coke in there, glug, 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 glug.
But milk. Do you drink it plain?
No.
Yeah? Mm. I feel like that was – I feel like
you know what? Do you know how I go to bed at night? Warm milk, one of those little sleeping hats on.
A lullaby. It's perfect. All right, weird news. One number two for you. Man divorced wife for cooking instant noodles every day for breakfast, lunch and dinner, judge says.
I get it.
So do I. Like, I actually think that's a very reasonable – I mean
– now, I love two-minute noodles, right?
Do you?
They're fantastic.
I think they're a bit
shit. Probably once a month. Yeah, you know, just whenever you need something. You know, you just it's convenient. Bang, I know it's going to be done in 2 minutes, ready to go. But eating that like three times a day, fuck, man. How's your taste buds going?
There are some people who divorce for bad reasons. Very nitpicky, very like minute things that I'm like, that's probably not breakup worthy.
Mm.
That I would end a marriage over.
Yeah.
Next one for you. US man arrested thrice in 3 weeks for having too many bird feeding trays.
Thrice?
I think that means three times. Like twice, but one more. Thrice?
Right.
That's what the headline says. I also thought it was a made-up word, but I thought that if it was in an actual publication, which this is, it must
be a real word. It's a real word. Okay, why not just say three times? I mean, we don't need to dig into that anyway.
Hang on. Let me call the grammar police. I'll double check with them and make sure. There's a man in New York and he has been arrested. He's 71 years old and it's because his neighbours say that he has 24 bird feeders on his property.
That would be noisy.
It would be fucking annoying.
Because, you know, the Rosellas, the one, or the what's the colourful one that flies around all the time? You always hear it at the Crumbin Bird Sanctuary
Rosella.
On the Gold Coast. Is that a Rosella?
I think so.
And you stand there as a little kid with your little tray of mushed up bread, and then 5,000 birds attack you at one time, and it's a great time for a five-year-old. No, it's not.
Imagine being one of the neighbours, right? Because that's who's put the complaint in. Mm. Can you imagine how much bird shit you'd be cleaning off of
totally.
Your car? Yeah. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
I understand why they've reported this man. Usually I'm not about like yucking someone's yum. He's obviously into the birds, maybe a little too much.
Yep.
But yeah, no, that would piss me off.
Just one would be enough.
I don't even think you need that. I think if you're encouraging any feral animal or any wild animal to come to your home, bit odd. I spend a lot of my time trying to keep wild animals outside of my house.
Yeah, that is true. You go to my mum's joint, though, up on the Gold Coast there. Fuck, mate. She's feeding every fucking thing that comes. They've got, like, bearded dragons. You go. Right? You know, there's big...
I know. They give me the creeps.
They're like dinosaurs out the back now. She's feeding them that much. She's got magpies coming to her that she talks to. Oh, she's got names for them. Now, here's Susan again. She's coming back for... She knows us. It's like Ace Ventura Pet Detective up at her place.
Your mum sounds a little bit like she'd get along with Bindi Owen.
Mate, totally.
The Queensland vibe, perhaps.
Loves it, yeah.
All right, last one for you. Sexy Swedish garbage cans seductively encourage citizens to properly toss their trash.
Now, I saw this. I saw this on the news because they were doing the translation of what they were saying. It was like super seductive, right?
So the idea, this Swedish city, Malmo, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right because it's got the little dots above it, you know. They've got some trash cans and they've basically tried to encourage people to put their rubbish away, to not litter. Mm. And they've done that by having these audio messages come out of the rubbish bin as soon as you put your trash into it. What would make you...
hang around the bin more?
What phrases would you expect to come out of this trash can?
Well, no, they're really like, they're like, ooh, you did it. Good work. And all that kind of stuff, aren't they?
You
like,
dirty boy.
Yeah, they're all like that kind of thing.
Dirty. Yo, dirty boy. Who do you reckon they're getting to voice it?
Are they getting someone to voice it? Or have they paid a lot of actors to live inside these bins?
So some of the actual phrases are, come back quickly and do that again.
Oh
yeah, right there. And that was crazy good.
When you're chucking your half-eaten kebab in there at like 3 a.m. in the morning, you do go, who said that?
That is the world's weirdest news, and with that comes the end of this episode. Hey, thanks for making it this far. Well done.
Are you talking to me or are you
talking to our friends that are listening to this?
Yeah, thank you guys. We appreciate it because, you know, Keisha and I are just having a crack at this at the moment. It's a bit of fun. We're not even sure what we're really doing.
Is it a bit of fun for you? Because you're pretty difficult to put up with sometimes.
All right, mate. Look,
how's that ring light
going? Let's not get into the ring light argument that happened before the recording today, where Keisha was trying to get a ring light to work that wasn't working because she bought it from Kmart for $19.
Hey, we've got to be budget conscious.
And then she took it out on me, the fact that it didn't work.
Mate, anyone who knows either of us,
I can't be the technician and the talent. It's just not going to work.
The reason I'm laughing so hard is because if there's anyone who knows either of us or both of us personally, you know which way that story went in reality. However,
what do you mean?
Thank you for getting to the end of our podcast episode. If you did like it, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts, a star rating on Spotify. It'd be great because, you know, we don't really have any reviews yet.
Yeah,
so that
actually,
would be nice.
No, we do. Annabelle in Townsville, she gave us a shout out. Mitch Turi from the Kiss Network gave us a shout out. And I do believe my wife has also given us a shout out. Babes, love your work.
Thank you, guys. You could be biased, but I appreciate it nonetheless. No, but we actually would really appreciate it. And if you could share it with a friend, we would love that too. And we will catch you back here next week.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.